We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN talking with Kevin Logan, the superintendent of schools at USD 323 Rock Creek, and always get a chance to update what's going on in the schools once a month here on In Focus. We talked about the masking and how that's going to be beginning next Tuesday at three of the schools there in Rock Creek Middle School, Rock Creek High School, and St. George Elementary. There's also discussion about from the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization, I understand. You had a Safe Routes to Schools update.
Yes, I had a gentleman reach out from their group who's been doing some planning for St. George, and Safe Routes to Schools is one of the areas that they're looking at. And our schools are just excited about this possibility. We know it's, you know, the grant cycle doesn't happen until next summer. But we do have a couple of communities in St. George where our kids do not have a safe route to walk or ride their bicycles to school without interacting directly with traffic, just not at intersections. So really excited about this possibility and, maybe being able to partner on this. Anything that gets our kids out a little bit more in a safer manner to get to and from school, whether that's a school day or to the playgrounds on days when school are not in session in the summer is very good for all of us. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. And I'm curious, are they going to have that road open soon here? I know they've been doing construction that's kind of cut off St. George Elementary a little bit.
Blackjack Road is open.
Is it?
Yes. Department of Transportation took down all the barricades at some point last week. I can't tell you the exact day. And the four-lane traffic on US 24 and Blackjack is fully open again now. So that has really helped our transportation flow in and out of St. George Elementary. So, and the new bridge looks great. And it's smooth going from one side to the other. So excited about that.
Cool. I drove through St. George just the other day, but I wasn't on 24. I was actually going through town. So I'll have to check that out next time. There's also, about a month ago, we had some storms roll through here. That really windy day, December 15th. And I understand you guys had some damage over there.
We did. Our damage was primarily at the Rock Creek campuses. Anyone that's been out here knows that we're out in the open a little bit in the hills here. And we had quite a bit of damage, especially to our rooftop units and then some of our athletic facilities out around the baseball diamonds, football field, press box, so on and so forth. A lot of sheet metal damage on our rooftop units at the new building at the middle school. Actually had a unit tip over and continue to run, which just destroyed that unit. That's like a $10,000 unit there. Had a lot of cuts in the roof from debris blowing around up there. We went have all new roofs on the entire facility right now. And it's a TPO, which is kind of a vinyl roofing membrane. And as that sheet metal covers for our rooftop units are blowing around, it put several cuts and gouges into the roof that have been temporarily patched, but we'll need to have that fixed more of a permanent nature over the summer. We lost some roofs down at the football field on our locker room and our concession stand that will have to be replaced. Winds do strange things, and you know the winds started out of the south-southwest, ended up blowing almost completely straight out of the west. I don't know what the velocity was out here on the campus, but on our press box, the wind actually came in around our air conditioning units and blew out the inside walls of the press box. The winds were that intense, and then they also did some damage to the support poles of the backstop screen on the new baseball diamond. It bent those steel poles and steel plates with just the net being up. So, we're well in excess of our $10,000 insurance deductible for wind and hail. And we're still getting those numbers together. We've got several of our trade partners putting those numbers together for us. We've had an insurance adjuster out, but haven't seen a final tally on that yet. But we will have in the upcoming months a lot of repair work being done.
Yeah, it's frustrating. That was a crazy day. We saw a lot of damage around the whole area, and of course, those fires out in western Kansas as well. So,
you know, we did see damage, but the good thing was is we didn't have anybody hurt.
Yeah.
Of our, our buses had just left shortly before the severe thunderstorm warning was issued. They got to their first stops. That thunderstorm warning had been issued. Tornado warning went into effect. So all three buildings, all four schools, three buildings went into tornado shelters and stayed there for, 40 minutes to an hour, I think was the longest before we were released. But, nobody was hurt. All of our students got home safely. We learned some things that we can do better in those scenarios. For schools, for any large group like that, the beginning of the day, the end of the day, those transitions are always the hardest when you have safety measures that must be implemented because people are on the move. But our staff, our kids, everybody did a really good job of making sure that we did not have any personal injury.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. Yeah, that was right around 3:30 to 4 o'clock. That's a tough time of day to navigate through. As far as activities go, we're here in the middle of January now, and basketball's going. You have wrestling too?
Yeah, we have basketball at high school, girls and boys, going strong right now. This is actually their homecoming week. Wrestling is going strong. We've got a really strong wrestling team this year. They're performing very, very well. I don't have individual finishers in front of me, so I'm not going to mention any because I would definitely leave somebody out. Scholars Bowl is off and running right now at the high school. We have middle school boys basketball season going on right now. They kicked that off this last Monday night. I do know all four teams there won over in St. Mary's, so congrats to our middle school boys basketball teams. It's really busy time right now. We wrapped up a lot of our winter concerts in mid-late December, and now we're running full force ahead with winter activities.
Good stuff. Well, hopefully those will just continue here. Doesn't sound like COVID's impacting that at the moment.
COVID's not directly impacting that right now. We're hoping we can keep all of our student athletes, our coaches, everybody healthy. I don't want to mean that we're wishing ill upon anyone. We want to keep everybody healthy. We will be masking optional at our events for the time being, but we would highly encourage people to physically distance when they can. If they're comfortable, please wear a mask when they come in. We really would like to stop this spread to the extent that we're able to help stop it.
All right, very good. Well, Kevin Logan, again, our guest here this morning here from Rock Creek Schools. Kevin's always good to talk to you, and we hope things improve soon.
Hey, Brandon, thank you for your time, and you have a very, very good rest of your day.
Appreciate that. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from another Kevin in a moment. Kevin Bryant from the Manhattan Martin Luther King Committee. That's coming up next here on In Focus.